Good morning, Daniel. Guess what? The UK government just announced new legislation to combat fraud in the aerospace industry. That's going to be a big deal for our members.
Oh, really? I see. So what's the main point of this new legislation?
Well, the Economic Crime and Corporate Governance Act will be effective from 2026. It requires aerospace companies to do mandatory risk assessments, enhance internal controls, and provide comprehensive training for employees and contractors.
Right, and what's prompting this change? I mean, there must be some reason behind it.
The legislation is a response to recent high-profile cases like the Boeing scandal in 2025 and the ongoing investigation into AOG Technics. These incidents highlighted the need for stronger fraud prevention measures.
Wow, that is so cool. But what are the consequences for companies that don't comply?
Non-compliance could lead to significant fines and even criminal liability for senior management. That's a pretty strong incentive to get things in order.
Yeah, I can see why companies would take this seriously. So what's the recommended approach for aerospace firms to prepare?
Experts suggest that companies should review their compliance policies, implement robust due diligence procedures, and foster a culture of integrity.
Right, and what's the best way to get tailored advice for these changes?
They recommend consulting with a corporate compliance specialist. That way, companies can make sure they meet all the new requirements.
So, what's your take on this new legislation, Emma?
I think it's a necessary step to protect the industry's integrity and maintain public trust. It will take some time to adjust, but the long-term benefits are clear.
Agreed, it's definitely a move in the right direction. Thanks for the update, Emma.
You're welcome, Daniel. Let's make sure our members are informed and prepared for these changes coming in 2026.